KNBR presents A Coach with Spirit.
When people say, you know, being a head coach got to be really difficult. No, it's not. It's what I was created to do. It's what I was meant to do. I love what I do.
A leader with heart.
Whatever it is that you're doing, do it with your heart.
And a man with soul.
It's from the soul, and it consumes you like a fire.
This is the Mike Singletary Show.
If you're not a 49er fan, you will become one.
Now your hosts, Murph and Mac.
All right, we are live at the Public House for the Giants playoff game today, but our mind is always on the 49ers, and the Mike Singletary Show is at this time brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer, and an official sponsor of the San Francisco 49ers. Mike Singletary, also brought to you by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the San Francisco 49ers, with offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. How are you this morning, Mike?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, we're good. We're here at the baseball game, and we've talked a little bit in the past. You know, the Giants keep moving on through the playoffs. I imagine this is something maybe you guys are aiming to get to this spot one day, if not by the end of this year.
Well, absolutely. That is the goal. But I wish the Giants all the luck in the world today.
Yeah, let's talk about, I always ask you about the mood of the building, and it was building losses, three losses, four losses, five losses, but now you get the win, and I'm wondering, can you assess the mood of the building today? Are you kind of walking around with a glow, Mike, or are you thinking now's the time to push my guys harder and not be walking around like we just accomplished something?
Well, I think the biggest thing now is, you know, the guys are excited that we're able to get the win. Now we're looking forward to Carolina.
Is this the time you maybe kick them in the butt a little harder, or is this time you keep everything the same?
Well, I think the consistency right now in terms of what we're doing, I mean, we're always striving to get a little smarter, get a little more effective, but the biggest thing is if what works for us is to continue to be consistent in that form, then that's what we'll do.
So the first half was not, I mean, I can only imagine what was running through your head in the first half. In fact, maybe you can tell me, what was running through your head in the first half when it was not going your way, and certainly Alex Smith was not having a good performance, and the crowd was turning against him again. Could you just tell me how you felt at that point in time, and, you know, were you thinking about making a move?
Well, the biggest thing is I just wanted Alex to just settle down and play his game and let it come to him.
And did you kind of feel the same, you know, there was a Sunday night when you talked to him. Was your speech to him in the first half on Sunday different, maybe more encouraging, more like,
yes.
Hey, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So now, in the second half, he hits Crabtree down the middle, and I imagine that must have been like a release for you. Can you tell me how that felt to finally see the Niners, you know, take the lead late in the game and feel that momentum come your way?
Well, I just wanted Alex to play his game. I mean, I feel very good about, you know, what he can do. And it's just a matter of giving himself a chance to be a good quarterback. And as I look at him and continue to mature and work through all the other stuff, the fans and, you know, just go out there and play your game and let everything take care of itself.
Coach, what can you tell us one of the reasons or reasons, plural, you think the Alex's teammates seem to be so committed to him as you do? I mean, I've read all the papers and stories about the group this week, and it seems like to a man, unanimously, this team is fully supports Alex Smith. Can you just give us a little background as to why that's the case?
I think, first of all, they like him as a teammate. I think he's a good person. He works hard. You're not going to find anybody that works harder than he does. And I think the other thing is they know that he can do it. It's just a matter of having the consistency, finding his rhythm, and getting on track and taking it forward.
One more on Alex. I want to move on to, like, the defense and the upcoming games you have there, too. And that is, when you hear him get booed and when you hear people chanting, "We want Carr," I imagine that's something that never happened to you in your entire career. I mean, you played at the highest level, made it to the Hall of Fame, won Super Bowl. But, you know, what do you feel for an NFL player when he's getting that much flack from the crowd? Do you feel sympathy for him? Do you want him to react in a certain way? Or do you want the fans to shut up? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
There are a lot of things that goes through my mind at that time. But the most important thing is for him, I just feel that when a player is getting booed and he's going through a difficult time or whatever, at some point in time, when it does turn around for him. I think the fans can appreciate him that much more, and I think he'll be able to appreciate it.
Mike, when you look back at the film, it was not the most artistic game you guys have ever played. You've won games that were much prettier. Are you upset that it was unattractive stop and start, or all you care about is the win?
All I care about is the win. Now, obviously, there are some things that, you know, you look closer at the game and look at the things that you have to get better going forward. But you really want to focus on the win.
Your defense, I guess, would be the story. The Raiders looked absolutely hopeless and hapless against your defense. Everything seemed to be working, your pass rush, your coverage. Do you think that won the game for you guys? Is that essentially what won the game for you? And was it up to Greg Minuski and his crew to do that?
It's always a team game. I think the fact that, the offense got some good drives together at time. Everything works together. There were some times that we put together some drives, took some time off the clock. So I think, our defense certainly appreciates that as well. So I think it goes both ways. But we want to focus on being a team first. And, as far as the offense or the defense or special teams, obviously everybody has to do their part. But the team concept is really what we want to focus on.
And to you, I know you're big about, the big picture. And you don't want to get bogged down in statistics. But is the most important statistic of that game zero turnovers by your offense? Is that the other part, other than the defense, is the zero turnover the stat that won you that game?
Well, once again, it is the defense playing, just playing lights out. And I think no turnovers on offense. It's the combination of those things that really makes the difference.
Hey, we're concerned about Vernon Davis. Everybody wants to know. This guy's, obviously such a huge part of the team, spiritually and physically. Is his knee okay? What did the MRI say?
Well, I'll have to get more information on it today. I think he's okay.
Okay, and so now you guys begin an interesting phase. Mike, you're packing, I imagine, for 2 weeks. You got to get your passport. You're going to Carolina. And then, am I correct, you guys are going straight from Carolina to London?
Yes.
Okay, so talk about this unusual occurrence now. How are you guys going to adjust to this very long road trip, and including an unprecedented trip overseas? What's your strategy for handling the different routine that's coming your way?
Well, first of all, going to Carolina is just like going to any road game that we have. It'll be a little different knowing that we're just going to keep going after that game. But we just want to make sure that we take them one at a time and have the correct focus. This is not a road trip that you're going to have fun on. Right? We certainly want to have some fun, but once again, we have to keep in mind that we want to win. And I just think we take them one at a time and just make sure that is our focus, getting on the road here.
Yeah, in the Carolina game, I saw you address this yesterday, but I'd love to ask you too. Boy, the Carolina team is in a tough situation. They're winless, and their offense is the worst in the league by a good margin. They have a lot of turmoil at quarterback, and it's not a good situation. Do you have to guard against your team thinking we're going to roll in here and win this game just by showing up?
That's the last thing that we're thinking about. You look at the film, and it's not really that way. Last year, the quarterback that we're going to face is the quarterback that they ended the year with. And it's just really important that we know that the kid Matt Moore can make plays. He did last year, and they got on a streak there and won some games. I just think that for us, it is about us. It is about the 49ers making sure that we take care of business on our end, that we prepare and get ready to go play a tough football team right now.
Well, in closing, Mike, it's a huge game, right? To win two in a row would really kind of start to kind of change this season, especially with nobody going 6-0 in your division or 5-1. Is that the way you're looking at it? Like, this is a real chance to get catapult back into the race?
Well, that is the thought process. We feel that we have a good football team, a very good football team, and we just have to win football games. And that's where our thought process is, and that's the only reason we're taking the trip.
Hey, and when we talk to you next Tuesday, Mike, you'll be in London, England, jolly old England. What's the Mike Singletary international travel experience? Have you been abroad, and if so, where?
Well, my wife and I, every year we normally go to Italy or somewhere like that, and that's always been a good trip for us.
That's sweet. So Italy is your favorite European destination?
Well, we normally take a cruise around that area, and it's just been great.
That's fantastic. What about London? Has that been? Have you and your wife gone there?
We went there this past year.
All right, a little advanced scouting report then. Okay, so it'll be a comfort zone for you is what I'm saying, right?
No, I won't say comfort zone. I wouldn't say that.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, it'll be fun talking to you from London nonetheless, and obviously we'll have a whole other game to talk about, the Carolina Panther game. And if you guys get two in a row, Mike, I know everybody will start to see that this thing will start to get real interesting. So thanks for coming on the show, and have fun and safe travels.
Thank you, sir.
Mike Singletary on KMBR 680, the sports leader.